Once again, we are so glad to be with you this morning. And as I said earlier, we want you to worship with us. And as we sing these songs, if there's one that you know, don't hesitate to sing right along with us. We like that. We are praised for Him. And very briefly, for those of you who may be visiting today, we're a quartet we all kind of hail right from here. Our first tenor is Gail Hoewegger. Bruce Hain, I sing second tenor. Chad Schleichner's our baritone. Ed Stover's the bass. And then my wife, Beth, accompanies us on the piano and kind of keeps us together. And Chad's wife, Tina, sings with us. She won't be singing today, but she does sing with us most of the time. And I believe she sang with us the last time we were here. So, that's right. She will be singing with us today. I take that back. She will be singing with us today. Looking forward to that. We're going to sing kind of a variety of different songs, different styles, but each one with a particular message. The first one that we're going to sing for you this morning is entitled, "I'm Standing on the Solid Rock." We'd like you to ask yourselves the question as we sing this song: what is your foundation? What do you put all of your weight on? Is it something that will be sure and will never be moved, or is it something that shifts? Well, we believe there's only one rock that will stand the test of time, and it is Christ Jesus Himself. I'm standing on the solid rock.
Through my disappointment, strife and discontentment, I cast my every care on the Lord. No matter what obsession, pain or deep depression, I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the road, on the rock of ages, safe from every storm, all the storm that rages, rich in love and rich,
but not from
Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. Even though he's gone now, I don't feel alone now. With comfort came the Spirit of the Lord. Now with his word to guide me, from temptations hide me, I'm standing on the solid rock.
I'm standing on the road,
on the rock of ages, safe from every storm,
all the storm that rages,
rich in love and rich,
but not from
Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. Now I'm pressing onward, each step leads me homeward. I'm trusting in my Savior day by day. And close is our relation, firm is its foundation. So on this solid rock I'll stay. Standing on the road,
on
the rock of ages, safe from every storm,
all the storm
that rages, rich in love and rich,
but not from
Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid, just standing on the solid, still standing on the solid rock.
As we walk in our Christian journey, isn't it good to know that we know where we're going? And the story's told that Billy Graham gave a talk several years ago, and he was already beginning to fail in health just a little bit. He was not quite sure he could speak for a long time. They just said, "We just want to honor you, and we just want to have you stand up just for a moment or two." And so he did, and he got up in front of the crowd and he said, "You know, I'm reminded today of an experience that the famous scientist Albert Einstein had once. He was on a train going towards Princeton, New Jersey, and when the conductor came down inside the car looking for people's tickets and asking for their tickets, he came to Mr. Einstein, and Mr. Einstein started fumbling in his pockets of his coat, his trousers, and everywhere, and he couldn't find his ticket. And eventually, the conductor just said, "Listen, Mr. Einstein, I know who you are. Don't worry about it. We know. I'm sure you got a ticket. Don't worry about it." So he went on and began to collect tickets from other passengers. He turned around, and Einstein was still looking everywhere, and he was on his knees underneath the seat, you know, kind of looking everywhere he could, and he turned around and came back and said, "Mr. Einstein, really?" He says, there's no problem. I know who you are, and I'm sure you did get a ticket, so just don't worry about it." And Einstein looked at him and he said, "You know, I know who I am too. I just don't know where I'm going." We're going to sing a song now that reminds us that as Christians, we not only know who we are, but we know where we're going. Marching to Zion.
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne, and thus around the throne, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King. may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad, where modern king to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion, we're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound, and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God.
Amen. Our next song kind of goes off on that, follows that same theme. It's a spiritual entitled Walk in Jerusalem. Starts off with those words, I want to be ready. Don't you want to be ready this morning? To walk in Jerusalem just like John. Walk in Jerusalem.
I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. To walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Oh, John, now didn't you say?
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
That you'd be there on that great day.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. To walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to be ready.
I want to be ready. I want to be ready. To walk in Jerusalem just like John.
King Jesus right in the middle of the air.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I pray the Lord will all be there.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. To walk in Jerusalem great, great day. Great day, the righteous marching great day. Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to walk
in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to walk
in Jerusalem just like John.
Walk
in Jerusalem, walk in Jerusalem just like John.
I want to walk
in Jerusalem just like John.
To walk
in Jerusalem just like John.
Walk
in Jerusalem, walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Have you ever really thought, we sang about marching to Zion, we sang about walking in Jerusalem, but have you ever really thought what heaven is going to be like? You know, we've read about it. We see the descriptions in Scripture, but you know, those are those are faint glimpses of what the reality is really going to be, isn't it? Paul says that eye has not seen and ear has not heard, right? Neither has entered into the mind of man, the heart of man, that which God has prepared. Let your imagination go away with you just a little bit on this song as we sing it next. It's an oldie but a goodie. It's called How Beautiful Heaven Must Be.
breathe of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he has given, how beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be, sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary, how beautiful heaven must be. Pure waters of life there are flowing, and all who will drink may be free. Rare jewels of splendor are glowing, how beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be, sweet home of the happy and free.
As I was listening to August offer our prayer this morning, it kind of jumped out at me as he mentioned that how we want to have the character of Jesus and the mind of Christ given to us. And we'd like to sing an arrangement of an old hymn that just echoes what you said. What you prayed. It's a beautiful one, and it should be deep within each one of our hearts, because I believe that this is God's intention, his purpose, his very will for us. I would be like Jesus. Anybody have any struggles at all this week? Any of them?
Little ones, big ones.
You don't have to say it, but I'm asking next. What did you do about them? Did any of you take that struggle, as Coco did, take it to the Lord? Did you think of going to the Lord in prayer regarding whatever it was? You know, prayer doesn't inform God of anything, does it? God doesn't learn anything in prayer when we talk. So why do it? It's because we learn things in prayer. It's because we need to pray. It's because we need to take our cares to the Lord. And we're going to sing a little song here that just reminds us about that. Just a little talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It made my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will answer
by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn in,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. It makes it right. Sometimes my doubts and fears without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mists of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn in,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. It makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn in,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. It makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with my Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn in,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with my Jesus makes it right.
We enjoy singing that song. Have you ever wished that you could tell the world about Jesus? You ever wish you could just tell tell it out so that everybody around you would not only hear it, but would be convicted. Our next song is a beautiful arrangement of a Charles Wesley hymn that kind of expresses just what I mentioned, although it goes way, way beyond that, because it reminds us that what we really would need is 1,000 tongues. 1,000 tongues to sing God's praise. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing.
Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Have you ever wondered where some of the illustrations or phrases that we use came from? We say things, you know, that we don't really oftentimes know the source of it, but somehow over time it's become generally known and well used. I'd like to share with you the origin of one of those phrases this morning. And the origin of that phrase really goes back to, actually goes back to 1860 or thereabouts. And it involved a very famous, then a well-known French tightrope walker by the name of Charles Blondin. Anybody ever heard of him? Good. Charles Blondin. Now this guy was incredible in his day. And one of the things that he was well known for was his ability to walk the tightrope over some very, very dangerous places. One of them was over Niagara Falls. And when he did this, they actually suspended a tightrope 160 feet above the falls. Any of you ever been to Niagara Falls, by the way? You've seen it. You imagine it. I've been there. 160 feet suspended above the falls, and the rope itself was 11,000 feet long, or almost a quarter of a mile. Now, I kid you not, I did some research on this. This guy was so good that he would go back and forth over this tightrope over Niagara Falls numerous times. And he wouldn't just walk across. He would, you know, add different theatrics to it each time he would do it. He one time did it in the dark. He one time did it blindfolded. He did it one time on stilts. Yes, he did. He did it on stilts. And this is the one I thought was quite interesting. He actually did it one time and stopped in the middle, sat down. He had a little stove and a frying pan, and he cooked an omelet and got up and went over the rest of the way. Kid you not, he did this. One day, as he was going back and forth, and this was so well known back in 1860, there were crowds, huge crowds from both Canada and the United States would come to watch him do this. You can imagine. And, you know, they'd cheer and they would clap and ooh and ah every time he would do this. One time he actually pushed over 11,000 feet of tightrope, a wheelbarrow with a sack of potatoes in it. And the people just, ooh, we would do it today. I would. And then history mentions that he, when he finished that, he addressed the crowd. And he said, do you believe that I could take somebody across this tightrope? That I could carry somebody across from one end to the other. Do you believe that? And the crowd erupted and said, yes, yes, we believe. This was in September the 14th, 1860. Do you believe? Yes, we believe. They'd seen him do it. How many times? And you know what he said next, don't you? This is where that phrase comes from. I'd like to ask for a volunteer. A volunteer. You think he got any? He didn't that time, but he did one time later. His own manager, Harry Calcorn, agreed to it, and he carried him on his back. Now, I did all the research I could. He actually never pushed anybody across on a wheelbarrow, as far as I know. I think he would have if somebody had volunteered that day. But he did carry his manager on his back from one end to the other. He did it twice. So I know somebody took him up on that offer. But that day, the crowd, which had cried out, we believe, when they were asked to put that belief into action, not one of them was willing to do it. Well, the analogy is quite obvious, isn't it? There are millions in the world today, or have been in the past, that say, I believe. I believe. Scripture says the devil believes. But the devil doesn't have faith, does he? And every single person in that crowd that day believed, but not one of them had faith. And there's a difference, isn't there? There's a difference. Jesus oftentimes questioned his followers and those around him when he said, O you of little faith. O you of little faith. You know, when Jesus walked on the water and the disciples were in the boat, we oftentimes chide Peter for getting out and sinking. But Peter's the one that got out of the boat, didn't he? He's the one that got out of the boat. And in our own Christian lives, in our own experience with Jesus, or in our own walk in life, whether you've accepted Jesus or not, maybe you haven't. I think the question that we all have to ask ourselves this morning is, are we willing to get on the back, or are we willing to stay in the crowd? Are we willing to trust our very lives to Jesus? Instead of just say, oh, I believe, I believe. Are we willing to take that next step and trust our very life with Jesus to say in faith, Lord, be my Savior and be my Master. I'm willing to go anywhere with you. Only lead me, only guide me. That's what faith is. That's what faith is. We can be up on the tightrope with Jesus in life, or we can be in the crowd. It's our choice. It's our choice. Somebody said once that faith begins where the path ends. I would hope and pray this morning that each one of us would realize anew that just believing is not enough. We must believe to the point where we're willing to follow and trust. And the good news is that Christ has never lost one person who's done that. Not one. There's never been a fall off the tightrope, off the high wire. Not one time. We need to trust him, don't we? He is more than able to save each one of us. Save to the uttermost them that come unto God by him. So now next time you hear that story about the wheelbarrow and whatever, you'll know where it came from. You'll remember Charles Blondin. It actually happened. But the most important thing is what it tells us about Jesus. We'd like to sing two more songs for you before we close the service today. And the first one is entitled Walk With Me, and it really just flows right out of what I just said. We do have three songs left. Okay, that's all right. That's all right. These guys can be straight. But this one, Walk With Me, it kind of features our first tenor, and it brings our minds back to what it meant to be a true follower of Christ. See if you can put your mind and your heart back there in the days when Jesus walked on this earth by the Sea of Galilee. Walk with me.
Walk with me.
Lest mine eyes no longer see all the glory, all the story of your love.
Talk to me.
Like you spoke so tenderly when you talked there, when you walked there by the sea. Let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. Let me learn to pray like he did in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Understand all my duty, all the beauty of your love. Let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. Let me learn to pray like he did in the garden.
Take my hand, teach me, Lord, to understand all my duty, all the beauty.
have two songs left. Okay. Our lesson this morning, actually, in the Sabbath School lesson before this, kind of goes right on with this. It's a beautiful, well-known hymn. The tune, Arthur Sullivan of Gilbert and Sullivan actually wrote it, Onward, Christian Soldiers. Sing along with us if you know the words.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Like a mighty army moves the Church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on.
Hope that you've been blessed by this morning. We're going to sing what is our closing number every time we do perform. I believe we did it one time here, last time that we performed. We're going to do it again. It's a beautiful contemporary tune written by Don Moen, the words and the music. It's entitled, May Your Presence Go With Us. And it just reminds us here as we're closing this service, and we're going into our week with all the challenges and the victories that are in front of us and so forth. We don't want to leave this place unless God's presence goes with us into the week, do you? We want it to be with us. And so we'd like to sing for you now, May Your Presence Go With Us.
If your presence doesn't go with us, we don't want to leave this place. Lord, we need you near as we go from here to lead us by your love and grace. May your presence fill us every day. May your spirit lead the way. To you we call, let your glory fall.
presence go with us. If your presence doesn't go with us, we don't want to leave this place. Lord, we need you near as we go from here to lead us by your love and grace. May your presence fill us every day. May your spirit lead the way. Lord, to you we call. Let your glory fall. And may your presence go with us. If we have found favor, show us your ways, O Lord, 'cause we want to know you and live in your light for all of our days. Show us your ways. If your presence doesn't go with us, we don't want to leave this place. Lord, we need you from here to lead us by your love and grace. May your presence fill us every day. May your spirit lead the way. Lord, to you we call. Let your glory fall. And may your presence go with us. But we cannot go where you will not lead. If your presence doesn't go with us, we don't want to leave this place. Lord, we need you near as we go from here to lead us by your love and grace. Every day, may your spirit lead the way. Lord, to you we call, let your glory fall, and may your presence go with us. Lord, to you we call, let your glory fall, and may your presence go.
Father in heaven, it's been very good to be here this morning, but we don't want to leave here without the promise of your presence. We don't want to face the week on our own strength and resources. We want the mighty hand of God to be before us, behind us, around us, to carry us through our responsibilities, our obligations. Lord, we want to be able to say with joy in our hearts that, Lord, you did it. You did it, not us. We pray for that sense of surrender, that commitment, that humility before you that recognizes our need and rejoices in your abundant strength and might. We ask these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.